Head to any downtown area and the first thing on your mind is, where am I going to park? Parking always seems to be at a premium in cities from Saratoga Springs to Poughkeepsie. Brian Thomas is the Commissioner of Urban and Economic Development for the City of Utica, which is just now coming to grips with many of the parking problems that plague municipalities. He explains downtown parking is free for 90 minutes and has been for 10 years, but good luck finding a spot.
Citizens, when they come downtown to try and find a parking space on street, there is none. When they come down to shop or visit the state or county office building to do business, they can't find parking. A lot of the employees are using those spaces for their own parking, whereas the employees should really be parking in public parking garages or privately owned off-street parking lots or publicly owned off-street parking lots. The on-street spaces should be really left for citizens and visitors that are coming downtown.
Utica is looking for a solution that will likely entail installing pay stations similar to new multi-space meters that have been replacing parking meters along the streets of downtown Albany and have been the status quo in New York City for some time. Utica's public and private parking garages would benefit, as Thomas notes, they currently operate at about 50% capacity. In other municipalities, those days of driving round and round, scouring blocks of city streets looking for a legal parking place, are going the way of the dinosaur. New York City's Transportation Department website features a Google Maps-powered section where motorists can find parking spaces, and the city now offers a pay-by-phone parking system that allows drivers to remotely top up on street meters while attending appointments or going about daily activities. The Big Apple has rolled out a pilot program in the Fordham University area in the Bronx, encompassing over 250 parking spaces, where smartphone users initiate an app that locates available parking spaces in addition to processing payment. Michael Klein is the executive director of the Albany Parking Authority. He says the city is putting mechanisms in place to allow drivers to access the same technology.
A platform where it's very quick and easy for a customer to build an account. We're all pretty much used to that from people who do purchase things online. And we want to have it be very user-friendly, to have a high adoption rate so that people use it and like it. And so, you know, we're looking at some very detailed information there so that it's an effective deployment of technology. It's very seamless and very easy for people to use, and to do it efficiently so that we control costs, because there are costs for us to deliver a system like this.
Klein says apps have been developed that can text message drivers when time on their parking place is near expiration, giving them the option to add time by texting back. Parking enforcement officers will use their handheld ticket dispensing units to scan registration stickers to see who had paid and who had exceeded their time limit. Klein expects to keep costs down. He points out that planning was done way in advance.
If you take a careful look at the signs we're using for the multi-space meters now, you'll see that they're a tiny bit off balance, and that's because they were planned. This is how long we've been looking at it, Dave. We deployed our first multi-space meter in the fall of 2011. We were fully operational by November of 2011. When we put those signs up starting, I think it was probably September was when we started that project. At that time, we left a space for the pay-by-cell phone information to go in the bottom left corner of each sign.
You can hear more about Albany's parking plans from Michael Klein this Sunday during Midday Magazine at noon here on WAMC. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.